G20 Bulletin, updates from the leading international cooperation forum under Brazil's presidency.
Social inclusion, the fight against hunger and poverty, the taxation of billionaires, measures for the energy transition, the global governance reform, and the acceleration of climate action, while also supporting COP30, United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change, in 2025, which will be held in Belém, Brazil. These are the central commitments of the historic G20 Leaders Declaration of Rio de Janeiro. The document was approved by all member countries and reinforces the role of the G20 in addressing global challenges and promoting strong, sustainable, and inclusive economic growth. Within the declaration, leaders reaffirm their commitment to crucial issues that shape the global future, as highlighted by Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva.
Neste ano, realizamos mais de 140 reuniões em 15 cidades brasileiras.
President Lula said, "This year, we held more than 140 meetings in 15 Brazilian cities. We have again issued consensus declaration by almost all the working groups. We have worked hard, even though we know that we have only touched the surface of the profound challenges facing the world. After the South African presidency, all G20 countries will have held the leadership of the group at least once. It will be a good time to evaluate the role we have played so far and how we should act from now on. We have the responsibility to improve." The launch of the Global Alliance Against Hunger and Poverty, proposed by Brazil, is among the main highlights of the social inclusion agenda. The alliance already has the support of 82 countries. At the end of G20 in Brazil, President Lula transferred the group's presidency to South Africa.
É com essa esperança que passa o martelo da presidenta do G20.
President Lula said, "It is with this hope that I hand over the G20 presidency to President Ramaphosa. This is not just a shared presidency, it is a concrete expression of the historical, economic, social, and cultural ties that bind Latin America and Africa. I thank all those who contributed to the Brazilian presidency, especially the people who worked to make the results we achieved feasible. South Africa will be able to count on Brazil to exercise a presidency that goes beyond what we were able to accomplish. I remember the words of another great South African, Nelson Mandela, who said that it is easy to demolish and destroy. Heroes are those who build." With information from the G20 Leaders Summit, Laura Carrasco Frederico.
G20 Bulletin, a partnership between the G20 Brazil and Radio Gov from the Brazil Communication Company. For more information, visit g20.org.